Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva's quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. My friend Debbie writes, "Can you talk about the concept of net carbs? I see this listed on the front of the package for some foods. It seems to be the total carbs minus the fiber. Is there any benefit to thinking of carbs this way? It seems like it could be confusing for type 1 diabetics who are instructed to dose their insulin based on total meal carbs." This is a great topic for us to explore. And the first thing you need to know about net carbs, which are also known as effective carbs or impact carbs, is that these are completely unregulated terms. There are no established or enforced standards for how this number is calculated. Now, U.S. regulators have allowed these terms to be used on the front of packages, but not on nutrition facts labels. But Canadian authorities have prohibited manufacturers from including these terms anywhere on their package labeling on the grounds that there is no scientific consensus on their definition, and they might be used to mislead consumers. Net carbs are typically calculated by subtracting the fiber and any sugar alcohols from the amount of total carbs in a food. And the idea here is to distinguish between sugar and starches, carbohydrates which have about 4 calories per gram and cause your blood sugar to rise when you eat them, and other types of carbohydrates which are much lower in calories and have less of an impact on your blood sugar. Fiber, of course, is found in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And although fiber is technically considered a carbohydrate, the human digestive system isn't able to break it down to release any energy or calories. So fiber passes largely undigested through our systems, although it does provide a food source for the beneficial bacteria that live in our intestines, and it has other benefits as well. Sugar alcohols have a sweet taste, but because of the way the molecule is shaped, sugar alcohols do not cause an increase in blood sugar. They're metabolized through a different pathway. They are lower in calories than sugar, but they're not calorie-free. This whole net carb phenomenon grew out of the low-carb dieting craze, where people attempt to reduce their consumption of carbohydrates to just 20 or maybe 30 grams per day, and that's about a tenth the amount of carbohydrates that a more typical diet might contain. As you might imagine, this can be rather challenging. But because fiber is largely indigestible, low-carb dieters reasoned that it shouldn't count toward that low carb count. And because sugar alcohols are not actually sugars and they're not absorbed into the bloodstream the way regular sugar are, these too were exempted. Food manufacturers jumped on board the low carb bandwagon in a big way, creating all kinds of bars and shakes and other processed foods specifically for low carb dieters, and they used that net carb figure as a marketing device. So, a low carb snack bar might contain 20 grams of total carbs, but if 10 of those grams were fiber and 8 of those grams were sugar alcohols, they could promote that bar as having only 2 grams of net carbs. And for a low-carb dieter, you can certainly see the appeal. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, it might seem that foods that are advertised as being low in net carbs would be a great choice for you. A Milky Way candy bar, for example, has 41 grams of carbs. An Atkins bar, on the other hand, which is sweetened with sugar alcohols, has 23 grams of total carbs, but only 3 grams of net carbs. You could have 13 Atkins bars and still have consumed fewer net carbohydrates than you would get in a single Milky Way bar. Low carb does not mean low calorie, however, and in fact, that Atkins bar and a Milky Way bar have the same number of calories. So if the only thing you're paying attention to is net carbs, you could end up eating a lot more calories than you realize.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
So, what about insulin-dependent diabetics? Are net carbs useful for them? As Debbie mentioned, diabetics who require insulin to regulate their blood sugar are taught to calculate their insulin doses based on the total amount of carbohydrates in a meal. But should they count an Atkins bar as 23 grams of carbs or as 3 grams of net carbs? Neither. Although calculating your insulin needs based on total carbs works pretty well for whole foods, it's really not as reliable when dealing with highly processed foods where the ratio of digestible and indigestible carbohydrates has been drastically manipulated. If you were to base your insulin dose on the total carbs in this type of food, it could result in your blood sugar levels dipping too low. But basing your insulin amount on the net carbs could result in too low a dose. Sugar alcohols do have less of an effect on your blood sugar, but they don't have zero effect. And in large amounts, they can raise your blood sugar levels. So the bottom line here is that diabetics should tread carefully with foods where there is a double-digit difference between the total and the net carbs. Here's the thing. Although whole foods that are naturally high in fiber and/or low in sugar could be described as being low in net carbs, I have yet to see a Jerusalem artichoke or a bunch of collard greens with a net carb label attached to them. The foods that are touting their net carb credentials are almost always highly processed foods. Although a high-fiber, low-sugar candy bar might be preferable, nutritionally anyway, to one that's low in fiber and higher in sugar, neither one should be a major part of your diet. Hey, if you're looking for a fun way to upgrade your diet and your nutrition, we're doing another 30-day nutrition upgrade group challenge. It kicks off on September 6th, and I'd love to have you join us. You can find out more about it on my website, which is nutritionovereasy.com, or you can shoot me an email at monica@nutritionovereasy.com, and I will send you the details. You'll find a transcript of today's show at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll also find a complete archive of all 396 episodes of the Nutrition Diva podcast. You can also leave questions and comments there, or you can always find me on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And now have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.